Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Jamaica, as well as the rest of the English-speaking Caribbean, is at a major intersection in its history and maybe its very survival. The goodwill being expended on Jamaica following the devastation of Hurricane Melissa is possibly a chance for a new start, but it also comes as what might be a risky recovery. For one thing, some of the assistance coming to the island nation might just come with additional benefits not intended for the country but for the benefit of the gift givers. For example, with near military type equipment being brought into the country, what kind of long-term surveillance equipment is going to remain after the emergency is passed? While the country is distracted, the U.S. appears to be stepping up its pressure on Venezuela, suggesting an attack could come at any time, even as the Venezuelans appear to be readying itself militarily for such an attack. And, as if the region needs any additional hardships at this time, climate change is sending major messages to not only Jamaica, but the other island nations sitting exposed in the Caribbean Sea. Anyone who knows anything about the recent geographic history of St. Elizabeth Parish in Jamaica knows that part of that parish and surrounding parishes really and truly belong to the sea. Why otherwise does the sea simply return when it chooses to? Think as well about the islands in the region which the sea could retake, capture, or just submerge at any time. I am Winston Barnes with Commentary.